99.3 Nigeria Info, you on the sunny side. My name is Joyce. It's 7 minutes past 1 p.m. And we're live streaming at this very moment, so you can catch in if you want a visual representation of the emotion, the heat, the conversation on your screen. Well, YouTube. Nigeria Info FM on YouTube and, of course, on Facebook. And the topic now is how culture and society influences marriages today. All right. I'm going to share with you, I'm going to make a reference to something that's pretty much been trending on Twitter. But first, maybe this is to give you like a background idea. Culture can influence an individual's perception, expectations regarding marriage and family. Cultures, for example, you know, have like clear divides when it comes to what the man should do, what the woman should do. Some have like gender roles already established through time. Established, yeah, I don't like that word, but pretty much it's culture. So they've done it for so long. Yeah, we can actually say, you know, yeah, they kind of established it through pattern. Yeah, it's established through pattern. Then findings also show that in order of ranking, some people have allowed social dictates to determine how they marry. I was watching a documentary in India, and they said that certain castes can marry from another type of caste. For example, they say a higher caste cannot marry from one particular group in India that they refer to as a lower caste. Something like that. I remember that growing up, I would hear some people from Anambra say, oh, you can't marry from Imo. It has to be Anambra. In fact, there was one big story growing up for me where in that fact, the father is a billionaire, and every child of his was, they required of them to marry from Anambra. And all the elder brothers did that. Their wives were from Anambra. I can't remember how the sisters married, but I remember the guys actually married women from Anambra. Then the last kid was going to marry, and he was going to marry a lady from Cross River or Calabar. Yeah, so yeah, that side. And the whole family was, no. But eventually, that was how, he got what he wanted. He said he wanted to marry the lady, and that's exactly what he did. He was willing to lose something to have that for, he didn't want to marry, he didn't want to follow the pattern, the already established pattern. I also remember, I was going to tell you another story that pretty much, and I think has a cultural influence, yep. Now, sometimes some people marry due to social definitions. I can tell you what my friend told me years ago. That has got to be more than 15 years ago. My friend, so I don't think about marriage in that sense. It's not something I think about. I think about love. And maybe it's because I don't see the possibility of marriage if I'm not in love. It's not going to work. Some of the things I hear people tolerate, I can't. And I'm grateful that I can't. Yes. So what I know, what I hope for is love. If it's love, oh yes, I'm willing to be a fool, you know. Yeah. Otherwise, there's no other known condition that I can tolerate. I won't even manage it. Yeah. So my friend said to me, oh, Joyce, I'm getting married soon. And I'm like, oh, nice. And then he says, and I'm like, so what? Life's going to change for you? Can we still hang out? Stuff like that. I'm like, yeah, of course we can. And then he started talking about marriage. And I'm like, let's talk about the world falling apart. I mean, let's talk about the fact that the world probably floats on nothing. And then he said to me, it's going to be difficult for you finding a man. I'm like, huh? He said, yeah. He says, so the problem with you, which is not a problem, he says, you're intelligent and you can only pick within that class. And that's not a lot of options there. You don't have a lot of... He says, first of all, the way you're built, you practically... You have to choose within that bracket. And he says, that's not the majority. He says, automatically, because of how you are, you have eliminated some other categories. That was how he put it, but something like that. You've eliminated, you know, And that's going to be hard. That's not the, you don't have a lot to choose from. He says, for me, it's easier because I can be smart and marry through the hierarchy. I can marry up, I can marry down. And somebody would look at me and say, oh yeah, he's a smart guy and that's marriageable. Yeah. He says, but for you, because of society, it's going to be a little hard. He said, my major concern for you is that you don't have a broad option to choose from. Like, that category is narrow. And that was really the first time somebody put that in front of me. I didn't think anything of it. I just thought, this one, yeah, you have your smart friend. So they just think random. That's the problem with smart people. And I really didn't think anything about it, you know. So I wanted to talk about that. And so the truth about that is that it could be wrong. I mean, or maybe the possibility of that can be that it could be wrong. But it would also depend on who you ask. I don't think it's wrong. But then there is actually a social science to that. So I want to play you an audio between a father and a daughter. And I know you will enjoy it. Hold on a second.
16 IQ points, a woman goes up from 100. She's 40% less likely to get married. And every 16 IQ points, a man goes up from 100. He's 35% more likely to get married.
Pursuing a career and a family is more difficult for women than it is for men. If you're a woman with an IQ of 145, the only men you're going to be interested in are men with an IQ of 145 and above. And that's like 1% of the population. And if you take a woman who's very intelligent and very physically attractive, then she's going to be a very intimidating target. Fewer men, in all likelihood, are going to approach her.
Every 16 IQ points, a woman goes up from 100, she's 40% less likely to get married. And every 16 IQ points, a man goes up from 100, he's 35% more likely to get married.
Pursuing a career and a family is more difficult for women than it is for men. If you're a woman with an IQ of 145, the only men you're going to be interested in are men with an IQ of 145 and above. And that's like 1% of the population. And if you take a woman who's very intelligent and very physically attractive, then she's going to be a very intimidating target. Fewer men, in all likelihood, are going to approach her.
So I think my friend might have had something there. It's possible that according to social science that there can be some possibility to the angle that he has shared. For some of this, it's money. It's, okay, I'm in the social class. I can't marry outside the social class. There's the Harry situation and Meghan. I don't know what anybody thinks of it, but I don't think Harry did Meghan any favors, you know. Some people will. I think I saw a feminist who said she believed that Harry married up. And honestly, in terms of human freedom, choice, life, comfortability, will, freedom, I'm not even a feminist, but I think that Harry actually married up. I feel God wanted to save Harry and he used a woman to save him. And I'm not a feminist. Okay, so for you, it might still be some cultural influences. For you, it might still be some social influences. But what are they today in the 21st century? Influences, cultural and social, determine how people make decisions. When I fell in love, that pretty much was, it defied logic. The type of man I fell in love with. I remember on Cool FM, I don't know what we're talking about one evening, and a number of callers called in and said, when Joyce is going to marry, she has to marry a man less intelligent. And I said, why? They said, because you can't have two, cerebral people in the same space. And I thought, really? I'm not going to like that. Okay, and then I fell in love and that was exactly what happened. Exactly what happened. And I am thinking, well, so that's also something that you can say can, I mean, maybe for me, it's socially right. Yeah, you know, it's socially right. But maybe for the guy, his own social influences turned him in another direction. Because that was the same guy that I told you told me that my place was in the kitchen. And on God, he shouldn't have said that because that changes the trajectory of his life forever. That somebody would say that to me, but he did. So I guess the reason he said that to me was as a result of his social influence. And there's something I think is very wrong, that a man is not better than his influences. There's something pathetic about that. It makes you look too ordinary, that there's nothing that emerges out of you that has like a touch of divinity. Like all that you are your influences and nothing more. And nothing, like you haven't discovered anything of yourself. So I'm opening up the telephone lines, and I want to hear how social influences might have touched you for the better, touched your decision, your projection, trajectory of your life. Because I think society has a way of determining the trajectory of your life. Some of you actually marry, and really what you're looking for is how you look in public. Like, that's really what you want. You want to be perceived in a certain way. So it doesn't have to be the truth. It only has to just be a perception. And you're going to ride with that to your grave. And that's terribly fascinating that you can just choose a perception over the truth. Maybe because the truth is also hard and might require a little bit of deliberate working. 0700-993-993-993. And sometimes it's women who are really head-bent on marrying rich men. I remember now I sound like Aristotle. You know, like some years ago, I met a young lady, she was 22, and she told me at 22 that she doesn't want to be married. She just wants to have kids for two rich men, and that's about it. And I thought, I've heard crazy stuff, but that was wild. That time, and I'm talking maybe 20 years ago, so I'm imagining what society says about cultural influences, because many times you hear society speak and they're saying marry security, and what they really mean is marry the person with the money. And maybe that's even one of the many reasons marriages don't work. 01-465-7190 and 0700-993-993-993. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you.
This is Jay from Apapa.
All right. We're happy to have you.
So for me, social and cultural.
Or, it could be a situation of or.
Oh, for me, I have this perspective. Let me just have this perspective. For my own ranking of, let me just put it, on the average level, for me, if I want to get married, I did not want the local style. Getting married to a woman.
There is a desire, then there's what's possible. So let's do this.
Yes.
On a scale of 1 to 10 as a man, how would you rate yourself?
I'll rate myself 6.
6. Okay, if you're going to marry, what level are you going to marry? Your ego taken into consideration.
If I want to marry, I want to marry from 1 to 10, I want to marry like 9.
Oh, you want to marry someone far higher? You want to marry up?
Yes.
Why?
Because for me, when I calculate my perspective of my own life, I want to be at peace.
No, that doesn't guarantee peace.
No, let me come now. It guarantees peace. See, when you marry someone at high, I will be able to achieve my dream easier. Because she herself is on high level. She wanted something more. So, it will have a small degree of perception about me, or urging me to meet up to a standard. Instead, you will be going, I'll be chasing my dream on a normal platform. So, I don't want my person below me. Because at the end of the day, if I want to achieve my dream, I'll be achieving my own dream at the same time.
So, when you say someone below you, are you talking money, ambition, intellect? What are you talking about? Social class? What are you talking about?
When I talk about someone below me, all these attributes contribute to everything. I would like to influence her. I would like to put her in the social class. I would like to let her know her intellect.
So that's conflicting. If you're marrying somebody higher than you, there's little or no influence there. I mean, except there's love. Then there's what do you want her to come down to 6 if she's at 9?
No, I want her to stay at 9.
Yeah, then you want to influence her.
So, me, I'll be at 6. She will... Now, the love...
This is so good.
The love will be at the equality.
I mean, you want to pray that you have love, first of all.
Yes, now, you'll be at the equality. The love, that is what determines both of us. But my own perspective, my own dream, should come true.
Okay.
She will not give me much pressure. And I will not give her much pressure because I understand the level he is. I can calculate that this is what she wants for herself.
And you're not going to compete with that. You're not going to tell her to close the door and open a shop.
If I start competing with her, I will lose her. So I don't want to lose her. So I let her be.
Man, this is a good introduction to the topic, man. Thank you very much. You've done a very good job. And I hope you you mean what you said. 0700-993-993-993 and 01-465-7190. So if you're already married, I want to know what you think should have happened differently, maybe what you have learned, or the opportunity that society or culture might have afforded you, or maybe denied you if you're a guy. Well, you know, I think society made the choosing your option, so you had to choose. And I want to know, within the options made available, how did you choose? Best decision? Not so, and you know how it is where you don't know the outcome of your decision until you get into it. Maybe culture told you something and then you went with what culture said, got married, and then you realize you shouldn't have done that. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Okay, so I was telling you about something trending on Twitter right now. A young man pretty much was referring to the situation between Harry and Meghan. He felt that the news right now is pretty much just talking on and on about how Meghan and Harry trashed the monarchy. Okay, let's go to the telephone line. Phone lines are ringing. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome, what's your name?
It's Steven calling from Newside.
Okay, go ahead.
One thing that I
First of all, are you married? Are you married?
No. Not married.
Okay, go ahead.
One thing I noticed about women is that women of high class, they don't like marrying men of low class. So that last fella doesn't know what he's saying. Take a look. Look at Semi. Popular Semi. She went for a rich guy.
Who's look a rich guy here?
I don't really know a rich guy.
Semi. Okay.
Yeah. Look at Beyonce. She went for Jay-Z. So it's very, very difficult before you see a lady of high class going for a low class guy.
In your mind, what do you want? You want someone equal in status, someone higher, someone lower? Based on your cultural background or social influence, how would you want to marry?
Equal.
Oh, you're in grade 5? You want somebody in grade 5?
No, I'm in grade 10. I want somebody in grade 10.
On a scale of 1 to 10, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate yourself as a man?
7? Yeah.
That's like maybe Kanye West. I mean, you know what? Yeah, it's all right.
Really?
Off on a break. We'll be right back. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. You're on the Sunny Side.
This is The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce.
Tune in to The Sunny Side with Joyce every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m.
Expect so much fun right here. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
To 9.3 Nigeria Info. This is going to be terribly hilarious. Hello, Dio. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Welcome.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Hello. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm fine, Joyce.
Welcome. Okay, so... Yeah.
This is Remy.
Okay, real quick, go ahead, Remy. You have about a minute, and I hope you can be quick with that.
Yeah. You know, it's easier for a guy or a man to see a lady hawking something on the road and probably ask her out, then later marry her.
Mm-hmm.
But it is almost difficult for a woman of high class to do that. Seeing a guy hawk stuff on the road and, you know...
If she loves him, that can work.
How can you fall in love? Is it that easy?
So you won't have to go by a parents. It has to be something greater than a parents.
Something must attract you to someone first before you guys can engage in talking.
Yeah, it might not have been attraction in that sense that you saw him selling gala. He might just have been the guy who sells gala, but pretty much always helps you whenever you're coming back from work, carry your bag, or helps you send him errands, and he's good at it.
Then you are getting something from the person first. I just said a guy seeing a lady for the first time hawking stuff. The guy can easily ask her out by just seeing her on the street hawking.
Okay.
But it's quite...
My name is Joyce. It's 28 minutes past. 28 minutes past 1 p.m. This is, look, I think I have an image in my head of what you're going to say. And it's so funny. I can't wait to hear you say it so I can just laugh, you know. Welcome to the Sunny Side. The question now is, how does society or culture or maybe even both influence marriage? Yeah, let's talk about this. And you need to think about it real good, because I might end up asking you something like, on a scale of 1 to 10 as a person, as a woman, you know, married, how would you rate yourself? Or as a man married, how would you rate yourself? If you're already married, I want to know the benefits the society or culture brought about your decision to be married, how you got to that decision. If you are not married, well, yeah, let's make a sport out of this. Hello, good afternoon to you. This is Nigeria Info.
Hello, good afternoon, Joy.
Welcome.
This is Big Mike from Okoto.
Thank you very much. We're happy to have you here.
Yeah.
Are you married?
No, I'm not married.
Okay. All right. So what has culture or society told you about marriage, and what's your decision about that?
Well, culture and society has told me that marriage is the only thing that confirms you
as a human being,
that you are going to have continuity of your lineage, basically.
Okay.
And which is the very essence of you. Being a follow-up of your own parents, you understand, you have to have a lineage of your own. So marriage is that confirmation that you're on track.
Okay.
So that distinct. So basically, that's just the world culture society
has told you.
Yes, kind of.
I mean, some people don't even marry and they have kids. So you have to give me something better than that.
Okay.
So in terms of how you choose a person, that's if you don't get the gift of falling in love, which is not of your choosing.
Marriage in the sense that not necessarily just to cohabit together, but for the continuation of procreation.
So wait, it would appear that your mind and your soul, everything that you know of marriage is just to have sex and have kids. Tell me.
For me, it's for companionship, it's for procreation.
So when you're going to choose a woman, how are you going to choose? Because my guess is you're going to marry a woman, except I'm wrong.
Yes. Oh, definitely.
So how are you going to pick that? I want you to give me some. Come on now, run with it. Yeah, so what kind of woman do you want? My friend thinks that I have, like, according to Jordan Peterson, he thinks that my category is 1% of men.
Well,
my friend thinks it's a very narrow option I have. So for you, what do you think it is? And that's society speaking now. So what do you think?
Before you ask, let me tell you, on a scale of 1 to 10, I see myself like very close to an 8, if not an 8 on the dot.
Oh, wait. So if you're going to, what kind of men do you think fit into the 8 category? When you say 8, is it money? Hold on. When you say 8, is it money or is it emotions? Is it quality of a man? Like when you say 8, what are you actually referring to?
I think I'm referring to the mind, the psychology, the thinking.
So what kind of men in that regard, what kind of men do you think fit into your 8? Do you have any men that you think you're at par with these type of guys?
Yes.
Who?
Men who are willing to lose.
No, give us a name. We want to imagine your imagination. Give us a name, honey.
Flexible men.
No. Give us a name. Like, do you think the Prince of England is that type? Are you in that category? Do you think King Solomon, for example? Mm-mm.
The Prince of England is like Prince Harry, the one that is having issues.
Are you joking because I said it? Like, if someone is in your category,
exactly,
you would know.
No. I know what, because I mentioned it, the mind. For him to branch out and wave off the influence of family and still want to go about with Meghan and the rest, even though he knows the politics, and it means his mind has actually, his mind is independent. You understand?
Okay, so you think you might be in the category of a Prince Harry?
Yes. Independent mind. His mind is flexible.
Good. So when you want to marry, so who do you want to marry? At this point, Meghan is going to be an 8, and I don't know whether you can stomach that.
I think I can stomach it as long as she herself is also having a mind that is open to influence.
So are you saying you're not the kind of man who society has told that you have to marry a woman who's submissive? Because if that's what we're talking about, then we have to start this conversation all over again. Because you're probably like a 2 or a 1 in the male ranking.
I understand what you're saying. Submissive is a relative amongst men. There are things that appeal to
men. So you also want submission too?
that, like I said, it is relative. So
No. We want to imagine your imagination. That's a yes or a no. You want a woman who's submissive. Look, I have a younger sister. I don't want submission. I have a younger brother. I don't demand it from them. I respect them. They respect me, period. I don't want anything more from them.
You see, it's not a closed-ended question. That's just the truth.
Okay, just want a woman who exalts you. No.
It is good if a woman exalts you. It does not.
What are you? The Christ? What are you that you should be exalted?
That is the thing. It is not Christ-like kind of exaltation, but a woman who finds you worthy of speaking of in public, you know, it's not that kind of. I don't think that's a bad kind of exaltation.
I don't think so, but maybe it's not exalting. Maybe exalting is not the word. I mean, if she respects you and you love her like you love yourself, and she loves you like you love yourself,
That's what it should be.
Yeah, then that's not exaltation.
No, that's not. It's the way you put it. That's why I said that some of these statements of submission, exhortation, they're not closed-ended questions. If you leave them as closed-ended questions and somebody should respond to them, they'll probably go off track. But they're already boxed into a corner by...
So you don't have a word. You don't have a word. I mean, when I said exhortation, I was exaggerating. So you don't have a word that kind of determines what you expect from someone that you love or somebody that you want to submit to you? There's got to be something.
I don't want somebody to submit to me. I just want somebody that would find...
I think I'm working your mind to the distance, and that's good. Hello, Rafiat. We're happy to have you here.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome, honey. What's your name?
My name's Rafiat.
Yeah. Oh, I think I got that, but I was tempted to ask you. Rafiat, on a scale of 1 to 10, what kind of woman are you? Rate yourself.
A 6.
Nice. Who's in that category? Joyce? Yeah.
Well, I'm already married and luckily, I did fall in love.
Oh, okay. Okay. So how did you marry? Was it a social influence, cultural influence? Or you just fell in love and then love took its course? Because that's a different rule all by itself.
I think that the reason why I got married, probably social influence.
Oh.
Apart from the fact that I love this person, there was also the social influence.
What did they tell you? Okay. What did society tell you?
So, the thing is not so much what society told me, but more what was displayed.
Oh.
So, let me put it this way. I have 3 elder sisters, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they, at least the one that is closest, that is I'm closest in age to, is about 10 years older than I am.
Yeah.
And they all didn't, like, get married on time.
Okay.
And I could see the way that it made my parents feel. Some I don't know, there was some sort of sadness in their eyes because, you know, they went, you know how society would say,
yeah.
I don't want to use the word, yeah. And then they had kids and according to society, marriage and stuff. So when I fell in love and this other, we were in the process of doing so many things. I still had so many things I wanted to do.
Yeah.
But because I and this person were in love and we spoke to ourselves, I'm like, okay, do you think that we can do this marriage thing and continue working on ourselves? Because I wanted to take away that sort of sadness that I saw in my parents' eyes.
Mm.
From the, oh, I have so many daughters and nobody wants to do the right thing kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was what made me do the marriage thing at the time.
Okay. But the interesting thing about marrying because of love is that transcends the rule. The rules don't apply to love. That's just the truth. Like, the common rules as we know them don't apply. So unfortunately, we can't say scale the pattern or the person whom you married because it's love.
Really
we can't scale that.
Scale because,
no, we're not even going to do that because that would even be wrong.
If it wasn't love, I mean, if it wasn't love, would he be close to the scale? The answer is... No.
Thank you. But look, I'm buying you a drink for that.
I don't see any of those things. If it wasn't for love, I would want somebody who speaks impeccable English like I do.
Yeah.
I would want somebody who, if I'm talking about my media stuff, he would be able to relate to them.
Yeah.
You know, I would want somebody who, if I'm watching all of my nonsense reality TV that I enjoy in my spare time, he would be able to relate to them.
Yeah.
But he doesn't relate to all of that. And I still freaking love him.
I mean, that, like that is beyond beautiful. Maybe that's even what beauty really is. Thank you very much for both your honesty and the fact that you thoroughly comprehend what this conversation is about. Thank you very, very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello. Chris, how are you? Hello, how are you? I'm sorry, I cannot hear you. Hopefully you call back 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Good afternoon.
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Sam.
Welcome, Sam. Are you married?
Yes.
Cultural influences or societal influences, or did you fall in love?
Well, I say none of the above. It's the normal way, one, where you grow up to the age.
You just find a wife for you.
Socially and age, you are mature enough physically and
financially.
In the marriage. So it's not because of social.
Is that really? Are you happy? Are you glad you made that choice?
Very well.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
See, let me tell you, the way some people, or will I say even you look at marriage, it doesn't work that way.
Bless your heart. See, let me tell you what God was... No, hold on a second. Let me tell you what God was good at doing. No, please wait. God made me different from you. And I'm not judging you the way I judge myself. You cannot judge me the way... Yeah, don't do that.
No, I'm not... Okay, I agree with you.
You're different. I'm different.
What I'm saying that is this, is that marriage is not... Yeah, tuba of yam. You carry, you take a knife and cut the size you want to eat. It's not that way.
Okay.
I will give you two examples.
Area.
I have a friend of mine that want to marry. The woman was not educated, was short, and himself was tall.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
And they were not rich. And other people say, why do you want to marry this type of man? It's not your standard. In the manner, it's necessary. Continue to. Today, let me tell you, go and see their children. They are all tall.
What reason did the man give? Was it because he loved her?
Yes.
And that. Before you called in, this is ridiculous, though.
Rich.
No, but hold on a second, though. You are supposing that we don't take love into... No, that's not what we're saying. If it's love, we can't even rate love. Love is beyond reproach. So if a person marries for love, they're the example we're aiming for. The question or the topic of the show today is marriage and social influences on marriage, not love. Once you fell in love or you're married because of love, you are above the law, as far as this conversation is concerned.
Yeah, social, you know, those that follow social influence.
Yeah, so that's really what the conversation is about.
Is that they, after 1 year, they divorce. That is why there are a lot of divorce in the world.
Okay, so unfortunately, while you want to tell us about the world, you were influenced by culture, and you're happy with that outcome.
By culture. You know, what culture is what... Copy after.
Okay, so you are influenced by your society, your immediate environment, and you're happy with that decision.
I shouldn't be influenced by my immediate environment.
But yeah, you didn't marry for love, did you?
I did.
Oh, okay, you know what? Thank you very, very much for calling. Thank you. I think, dear God, my thoughts. 41 minutes past 1 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I know that the topic is complex in a very interesting way, but we're having this conversation on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Chris is here. Welcome to 99.3. Good afternoon.
Dear Lord Joyce.
You're welcome. How are you?
Fine.
Okay, you have to speak up for us, Chris, because this is a test of your experience, all right?
Yeah, thank you.
Are you married?
Yeah, sure. 15 years and counting.
Bless your heart. What a goal. A cultural influence, a societal influence.
When that question come up, I was trying to ask myself, I was naive then.
Yeah.
On the scale of 1 to 10, I think then I was like 3.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what I know. What I know now was basically, I never knew them. But this is how, I don't think it's cultural or societal. I think I was dating one girl, move on to the other one, move on to the next one. But I now met this lady and I saw her values, and her values caught me.
Oh.
And when it was about time to break up, I think I was like, will I get somebody of this nature again in my life?
Okay.
It was a shot in the dark. I said, no, I don't think so. So I'd rather try and make this permanent if I was ever going to.
So let's see. We need to categorize it because it doesn't appear to be love. So what were the qualities you saw? She can cook, she can clean, she can go to the farm, she can fetch water, she washes your clothes, she says, welcome, my excellency, stuff like that. Bows down before you, exalts you.
Witty, chatty, good movie buff.
Oh.
Was always interested in what I was interested. And then, of course, pious. That was just it.
Oh, okay. So we can say that was your... You found her fascinating.
Yes, I think she kind of... She would tolerate my excesses. That was just it.
You went into marriage with excesses.
Yeah, I felt...
Bless your heart. I mean, you are lucky. You have no idea. Okay, so now my guess is you're happy with that decision. It's 15 years and counting. You said you were 3 when you got married. What do you think you are right now?
Now I think I'm 7.
No, you can't choose 7 because I think a lot of people will try to be modest and choose 7. You can't choose 7. You're 8, 9, 10, or you're 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Zero.
I would rather stay with 7 that I choose.
No. So the rule is you can't choose 7. So what kind of men do you think fit into 7? President of France?
Now let me look at the football balls. I think I would rather 7 should be more like Thierry Henry.
Theory.
You know him?
Is he married?
I think
he's divorced. Is that your mentor? No, because if you've been in married 15 years, yeah, you have to pick someone that kind of also matches that, even in aesthetics, actually.
I can't really pick
one.
I think...
Oh, yeah, I know him. The Arsenal player at that time, yeah.
Yeah. He was an Arsenal player at that time. I think he was my...
You're getting fascinated by people. Nah. Okay, wait. What about Donald Trump? Donald Trump should be like... He's an aristocrat, so I think we'll give Donald a 6. I mean, he's a naughty kid. He really acts like a kid. So maybe he's only 4 or 5.
What will Barack do?
No, are you looking at the money? If you're looking at the money, then that's a different rating. To be honest with you, good. Barack Obama, good. Honestly, Barack, I'll put Barack at an 8.
Okay, a little tad below Barack. That's what I'll think.
5.
Or 2 steps below, yeah. That's what I would think.
Oh, okay. I mean, you're moving up a scale. It's not like you're stuck somewhere. All right. Thank you very, very much for calling in. I do appreciate. Chidima is here on Nigeria Info. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, lady. Welcome. Are you married?
Don't be ashamed.
I'm not going to laugh too hard at
you. No. I will not be.
Okay.
I'm married.
Okay, yeah. Good. Bless your heart. Cultural influence or societal influence?
No.
Did you fall in love? Or did they ship you away?
Nobody just... my family do not have time for that.
Okay, so...
marry who you like.
Okay, so did you fall in love?
Very well.
Oh, you are above reproach. You are the star of the day. Those who are in love are the stars of every day. Yeah.
I did fall in love so much.
So how long have you been married?
15.
15 years?
Yeah.
Heaven on earth, man. You guys are the embodiment of what heaven looks like. Okay, so then honestly, if you fell in love, then I can't rate you. I mean, it would be unintelligent of me to even do that. Because
I don't even know the level of my husband's intelligence when I married him. The only reason I know I fell in love.
That's finish. That's the problem. Once you just love somebody, your head is, they say your head is not correct anymore. Like, you just...
Only when I married him that I know. Yeah, I did not go to school, but that guy is so intelligent, I'm telling you.
So the problem with people who are in love is, you say something like, yeah, he didn't go to school, but he's intelligent. And you're like, come on. Like, all of us are looking at you like, you're lying, yeah? Yeah.
And I started realizing all those things after I've married him. I just find out that, yeah, even when I want to make some comments, I say, graduate, everything I am, I have to.
Are you educated in that sense? Are you, like, also a graduate, but he isn't, something like that?
He's secondary school. I'm a graduate. I'm a chartered accountant of 10 years. And master's degree. But the guy is intelligent. Oh, I don't come for that. No,
we can't even argue with that. What you tell us is what we're taking. I like the way you said it. Ho ha, he's intelligent. Leave me alone. Bless your heart. Thank you very, very much for calling. That's a very beautiful story right there. I mean, we can't rate love. You can't touch it. It's the truth. 47 minutes past 1 p.m. John is on Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you and welcome.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is John.
Welcome, John.
From Inilag.
John, we're happy to have you.
I'm enjoying this show, topic, though, seriously.
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah. So
are you married?
No, I'm not married yet. Yet to be married.
Okay, so what do you think has influenced your perception of life in general, culture or society?
No, not culture, not even society. Once I want to get married, I'm looking out for peace of mind. I will not lie to you.
Wait. Let me rattle that illusion. I don't know what you mean when you say peace of mind. Do you bring peace yourself?
Yes, I bring peace. That's what I'm saying. I like me now. I'm a 10. I know myself very well.
Good. So what kind of man
do you... I want equality.
Relax. Wait. wait. What kind of men do you think are in the category of that 10 where you put yourself?
Any man that has quality that knows himself.
No. You're being ridiculous. You're not even being
I'm
honest.
I'm serious now.
I mean, look at you. So can you even hear your communicative words?
Okay, you want me to give you a particular man's name, a person's name?
Hold on. Wait. Let me tell you. So you say you're a man of quality. And then what you pinpoint as quality is peace. First of all, God gives peace. If it's not given to you, you can't take it. So first of all, let's get that out of the way. Out of the way. Like, remove it.
No. You're asking me what was my own category. I'm telling you that I'm quality.
Yeah, exactly. And then one of your references to quality is that when you want to marry, you're looking for peace of mind. Peace is given. Now, it's not taken.
If I want to get a lady right now, I'm not going to say because she's rich or she's not rich.
But I mean, there's a lady. There's a lady taking you. So what?
That's what I'm saying now.
Okay.
We have to compliment each other.
So you're a complete guy. So you think you're an intellectual. That's what you're saying.
Yes. Very sure. I'm an intellectual. No, I'm very serious. So I know myself very well.
So what kind of man fits into your cat? What kind of men?
There's a Washington. Those kind of top men. No, I'm serious. Everything's all about quality. When you want to know yourself, you're good to go.
Would you marry a submissive woman?
I will marry a woman that will give me peace of mind. The woman, we have our own business.
Please get me the song, Rihanna.
What's been of submissive?
No. According to your society, you know what I'm talking about when I say society. When I say submissive, according to your belief, your tradition, you know what I mean. Don't dance about. You think that a woman would give? When you say a woman gives you peace, what do you mean? When you tell her to do something, she does it.
When she will give me peace is that she has her space, I have my space, and we're running our own programs. The same time, we're running our family.
That doesn't guarantee. Haven't you lived with neighbors?
No, we're saying the same. No, it guarantees. If a woman cannot run her
you
own...
You know what?
Let me explain to you now, Joyce. You're just trying to...
No. I think you're not being honest when you say that you're a 10.
I'm not lying to you now.
Okay.
Okay, like you now, you're a 10, definitely, because you're intellectually sound.
So you think I'm going to give you peace?
If we are together, okay, let's say you are mine now and I'm yours.
So you're mine now, you and I, we're at par. Like,
we can work. It all depends on you. If you bring peace into the, what's it called now?
Yeah, but you can't guarantee that I'm going to do that. So you can't
then
even make
then,
that.
Then it's not work then. It's that simple.
Yeah, but the problem when you say peace is, the problem with that is except you mean quiet. Otherwise, peace is given.
No.
It's not taken.
Quiet, I mean, being peaceful doesn't mean that when you see trouble, you run. It means that when trouble comes, you stand for it, but you will not cause the trouble. I know what I'm trying to point out.
Maybe it's me that doesn't understand.
Let me explain to you.
No. I don't have time. Don't worry. We already know you're a Denzel Washington. So, yeah, okay, you're good to go. Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Are you married, Daya?
Yeah, I'm married.
Okay. Did you marry due to cultural influences, societal influences, or did you fall in love?
Of course I fell in love.
Yeah, I mean, just pray for us, you know, wish us well, look at us, hug us, and then you can just go. When did you fall in love, by the way?
My marriage is just a funny thing, okay? It was a church thing anyway. My wife and I, we've been in the same church for many years, but we've never been like friends. Okay, so at this particular time, I was this kind of person that my wife kind of detested around that time. So much that even her mom would be like, you know, teasing her look at that guy, look at him, your husband, and she'll be like, God forbid, God forbid. So that was just it. But when the whole thing will happen, she just finished her school. Are you with me?
I'm with you. Please go ahead.
Yeah, she just finished her school. And she returned before going for NYSC. And bam, that's just it. We ran into each other due to one incident or the other. So yeah. We got talking. And before you knew it, her perspective about me changed completely. In fact, today I can say we are over 2 years. That our marriage now is over 2 years. Today now I can confidently say that she is even more in love. If we are to measure love, if she loves me more than I love her, if I'm to even be sincere.
Okay.
You know, this is the same guy she used to hate back then that you never wish to come close to.
Yeah.
So that's just it. No social influence, nobody, no intermediate, nothing about it. So just the two of us.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you very, very much for calling. I think I have a minute and a half. I don't know if that's okay. Bamidele, we're happy to have you on Nigeria Info. Welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome.
Yeah. You see, this is Bamdele from Ojudubega.
Please go ahead.
I've once went to one of my uncle's place. So he was talking to me about marriage thing, and he said something in Yoruba. He said, you see, Olusi, Kubodo Fe, Olori Bobo, which means two unfortunate people should never marry themselves.
Ah.
I couldn't laugh directly in front of him there. He just said, he repeated like 3 times. Oh, no, she's a good girl. He said, he practically told me, what kind of nonsense love will you tell me you are practicing when the wife, when the mother of your wife is selling pepe in Yaba?
Oh.
You know, he was trying to tell me, you see, if you want to marry, see, first thing that comes first.
Okay.
You know how much
I do apologize.
You know how much this is?
Pardon me. I do apologize. I have to go off on a break. I hope you can call me back,
right.
Please.
Yeah, I'll call back.
The Sunny Side. We'll be right back. Night 9.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome. I have a message here on Twitter. I think it's from a lady. She said, I cried when the Denzel Washington caller said, we can work. He is a top man. Please, Joyce, take him on a date, Biko. Look, if we can be honest, this conversation is bloody hilarious. 4 minutes before it is 2 p.m., Exterial, I think that's you on Twitter. Thank you very much for your message. Okay, so we're going to really go back to the conversation. And someone is sending me a message on my phone. The unfortunate thing is I cannot quite access my phone. So I'm asking that you call into the show if you have a perspective. But I think that by social measures and by all extensions and considerations, your choice fits into a certain category. Cultural influence, one. The other is cultural influence is one. Societal influence is the other. And then you fall in love. So the message I got had something like, when you get married or before you get married, there are boxes to tick. When I fell in love, there was no box to tick. It was after the situation broke apart that I really looked at it like an ordinary man would look at a situation, and then I realized that if I wasn't in love, I wouldn't even have that guy as a contact on my phone. Like maybe that extreme, because he did some foolish things. I feel like his village people have to let him go, and when they do, he has to be willing to set himself free, because there's a cloud of not knowing that, God forbid, that's transferred to any generation. Like, it's just that I thought it was ridiculous. And then the question is, so how did you fall in love? Well, then that is it. That's really what happens when you fall in love, that you don't get to choose who you fall in love with. So the options are social influence, cultural influence, and then you fall in love. If you are in love, you just call us, hug us, pray for us, wish us well, wish that what has happened to you will happen to us, and then you go. Then the rest of us will make our way through this maze called life, trying to figure out what's worrying us. Nigeria Info, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome, what's your name?
Oh, my name is Daniel.
Welcome, Dan.
Chevron.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, it's a very, very interesting conversation this afternoon, Joyce.
On a scale of 1 to 10, rate yourself, lie.
Look, I don't know how to read the rating because I don't know who is calling and what I'm using to
do. Okay, you know what? I mean, you see, when I look at myself, I know what I'm really worth. I have more intellect than I have money. So if I was going to rate myself money, I'll just be at par. Yeah? I'm not doing badly. But when it comes to intellect, we're off the chains. I mean, even if I say so myself, huh? Uh-huh. So if it comes to intellect, I think I can just be an 8. Like, I am on that table with your scientists, actually.
Okay. Okay, for me...
That's me. So you rate yourself.
For me, I think I'm brilliant because maybe I was the best in my university. I was the best in my secondary school. I have a lot of degrees.
Yeah, but you have to qualify your character, like the things that make you a human being, like all the things, your truth.
Yeah. Personally, I pursue my goals. I respect people.
All those things that you know about yourself, give us a figure, like on a scale of 1 to 10. Your honesty level, your resilience, your commitment to truth, if you're even interested in truth. Who you are, like the quality of who you are as a human being, scale of 1 to 10, what is it?
Okay.
It's okay if it's a 2. All of you are dodging 2. I see if 2 is not a number. Somebody's there now. Some of you are there.
I've achieved both of my goals. I want to achieve in life. And financially, I'm okay by God's grace.
Guy, give us a number. Just use your chest. Throw something my way.
7.5.
Oh, Lord.
7.5. Why don't you call it to enjoy? Let me tell you something.
What kind of men? Give us a name. Give us a name. Kind of man that you think, you know, isn't that your category? MD of Zenith Bank, something like that. You say, that's not your mate, Evie.
You know,
off on a break. Hello? I have to go off on a break because the headlines are next.
Oh.
You can call back.
Okay.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Headlines up next. Nigeria Info. Welcome to the sunny side. it's 3 minutes past 2 p.m. And if you have just tuned in, welcome to the show. My name is Joyce, and today I'm trying to understand your external influences. I'm narrowing it down to what can be said to be your most common or popular influences, marriages in society. Your cultures and your society. These are huge influences on the mind, mentality of a society. And chances are many of you, when you decide to go about making decisions for yourself, these are the backdrops, or say this is a substrata upon which you get to build yourself. Yep. Okay. With that said, I want to find out, and I wish I could really make this conversation as serious as I really want it to be, but when I ask you to rate yourself, you really just bring out the comedy from the show. So yeah, maybe we're going to really have that today. I really want to start a divorce series, but hopefully we can understand what has made up, or what is the framework of our human decisions, and then maybe next week start divorce series 1, all right? So And what that would be is, if you're already in a marriage and you have thought about a divorce, the question is why, okay? So first of all, we're trying to understand the individuals in the marriage. Yeah, because how else, again, do you go if not starting from the top? Or the root cause of whether it's the good outcome or the bad outcome. You start from the people in the marriage. All right. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Welcome to Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. Good afternoon to you.
Okay. This is Daniel. I'm back again.
Okay, Dan. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to say something. You see, when it comes to this marriage of 18, I think ladies are more pragmatic than guys.
Okay.
You see, in as much as we say guys, ladies love more, ladies fall in love more, I think when a guy falls in love, or it's enough for a guy to fall in love with anybody at any stage. So if a guy is number 10,
we can make up hypotheses. So let's just aim this somewhere. I'm aiming this at you. Are you married? You say no. Yeah, because that's the only way we can get anywhere with this.
I'm married.
Are you married?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Bless your heart. Did you fall in love before you got married, or did society influence you, or did your culture influence you?
Before, I think I actually have what I was looking at for, and then I fell in love when I found it.
That's not falling in love. Are you joking?
Yeah, see, you know what?
You found what you were looking. Wait. Like, so you had a checklist, huh? Then you found it. Then you now fell in love. I mean, that's not.
It was one thing I was looking for. It wasn't like a checklist, too. Okay. I just wanted someone that has similar values with me.
Okay, that's good.
You know, so I just want someone that has similar values with me.
You know, we can actually put that under societal influence, particularly say if you grew up in an environment where values were really rated high.
Funny enough, I wanted to go away from the values in my family and from where I'm coming from.
Okay. Because then you created your own values, and you found someone who had your own values.
On my way, growing up, and then, you know, the things that worked for me, I feel like, you know, I honor God by God's grace, you understand? I respect God, and then I believe that He's the source of everything. And then I've seen Him work a lot in my life, so I decided to stay within the principles of God. And I was looking for someone who absolutely trusts the principles of God without any addition.
And when you say God, you mean from a personal encounter or from your religious perspective?
Okay. People can look at God as a religion and they say you can look
No. Don't worry about what people are doing. Tell me what you're doing. When you say God in this conversation, the context, is it God from a personal encounter with God or from the fact that you're a Christian, you grew up in a Christian background and you just continued?
No. My experience, my personal encounter, my own experience.
Okay, fine. So you built your own self-aimed society of some sort. You're a man who's charting your own cause, you found your own values, and you found a woman who believed in that and you married. So it's not love, certainly.
But you know what?
But it's okay because the Bible actually says a man will live with a woman with understanding. So it might just be what has played out for you.
Okay. So, but one thing I wanted to say again is that nothing is 100% perfect.
Pardon? Bring it back.
Yeah, I said nothing is like 100% perfect.
Don't talk about your imperfection. That would take 2 days. I know it's a long list. Don't worry. I'm not necessarily trying to highlight your imperfections. You say you're married and you have explained the measures by which had to be in place before you got married. Yeah?
Okay.
And would you say you made a good decision? Are you happy with your decision?
Yes, I'm happy.
Is this a life you would have had if you had other options to choose a life?
Yeah, this is, in fact, I now realize that this is actually the life I needed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then thank you very much then.
Yeah, so I think the God factor makes a difference the more.
Okay. All right then. Yeah. Thank you very much. We have Bamidele here from Ojodu. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, hey Joyce.
Hello, welcome.
This is Bamidele again.
Welcome.
All right, so as I was saying, my uncle told me, you know, two unfortunate people should not marry. You can't tell me you are in love with somebody that the mother is selling pepper in Japa. You know, I just smiled away. You know, when I was getting married, I called him and he's like, your wife, is she educated? What's her family name? What's the job of her father? You know, okay, I wish you guys well. Where is the location? What's it? Which estate? You know, and it's funny, you see, those are the measures he was trying to just put this to me. And this is how I learned it long ago. I've had friends from rich family, okay? And the whole thing that contributes to them being wealthy, or how I can call them being wealthy, is basically, it's mostly their parents, or maybe they are living in the house or whatnot. The moment their parents died, you know, they practically don't have any money-making machine embedded in them. So a lot of them somewhat just become ordinary as everyone else. So because you are from a rich family, it's not the major ingredient for you to be someone that is an expert in making money.
Yeah, so hold on a second, Darryl. I need to understand your decision and how you arrived there. Was it a cultural influence, societal influence?
For me, there are some things for me. There are some basic standards. The thing that breaks any marriage for me, from what I've learned, is selfishness.
And it goes into everything.
No, no, don't worry about that. I mean, believe me, some people are in an abusive marriages and they're still going for vigils. Don't worry about that. I want to talk about you specifically. Was it societal influence for you? Give me a yes or a no.
It's not societal influence.
Did you fall in love?
Yeah, I could say my.
Or did your girlfriend tick your boxes? Like she ticked your boxes?
She was actually the one that trusted me first.
Yes, okay. But did you have a box that she had to tick? Because honestly, at this point, when I hear you
box. So I wasn't looking for a perfect somebody like, oh, she's going to have some. Because if you have to check all the boxes, I have a bunch of boxes. So I believe it's something we can actually just do together. And can I live with this person? Okay. Yeah, they can live with this person. And that's the point of dating. If you have to date, oh, this guy can disgust me, this lady can disgust me. I think I'm just going to quit immediately. But if this person looks like, oh, I can't take this on in 30 years.
Okay, hold on a second. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate yourself a man before you got married?
I don't get your rating. Is it in terms of how much I have?
Just rate yourself. Don't worry. I don't want to, you know, cast any lights on your lower side.
Okay, I'm just
your money. Yeah, your money, your sensibility, your spirituality, your masculinity, your intelligence, your strength, your truth, your God. Rate yourself, son.
Is it on 1 to 10?
I said that.
Yeah, well, I'll say 6. Right.
Okay.
Classic.
So now that you're married, did anything change, or have you been able to at least maintain it and not go further down?
Yeah, a lot changed.
So are you better now?
I'm better.
Are you an 8 right now?
Am I what?
Are you better? Do you have a cause you can die for? Have you thought about death? Are you afraid of death? Because, you know...
No. Why should I be afraid of death?
So you're not afraid to die, something like that, because those kinds of men are really the ones we want to start talking to.
No.
You're not afraid of death. You have a cause you can die for.
Of course. That's why every day when you wake up, just try to do something and say, tomorrow you're going to die. Instead of running, because death will come anyway.
All right. Thank you very much for calling then.
All right, Joyce.
Welcome to the sunny side. Uche is here. This is Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon.
Welcome, lady. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Well, so I don't know if this is the voice that speaks of someone who has conquered or someone who has been conquered. Honey, your name is Uche?
Yes.
You married?
Yes.
You're happy, are you?
Very.
Okay. I needed to establish that. Okay, Uche, welcome to Nigeria Info. Did you fall in love? Was it cultural influence or societal influence? Have I lost you? I think I might have lost you. 0700-993-993-993. So I think we need to be introspective with this one. There are really no right or wrong answers. It's pretty much just trying to understand the humans in the situations and pretty much highlight how that certainly can bring about eventual outcomes. Hello, good afternoon to you. This is Nigeria Info. Turn off your radio.
Hello, good afternoon. Yeah.
Sorry.
It's
all right. Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Yeah, I did big mic call Mokoto. I called my call cut the last time. So
okay. It's fine.
We're already halfway into the whole, I don't know.
Okay, where were you?
You asked me about me being an 8, and I compared Prince Harry to...
Don't worry, now we settled the conversation. I mean, you don't even have to call back to justify anything.
Well, I want to call to also mention the fact that love is involved with the need to get married, not just societal or cultural, which you didn't ask. You only asked me how much societal and cultural this thing had.
So did you fall in love before you got married?
I'm not married, but... Love is definitely part of the mixture of societal and cultural need or influence to get married.
So the problem with society and love is that you and I know that society doesn't quite hold love that high up. So that love has to be a personal philosophy. Society doesn't market love. Your cartoons, your movies, no. The ones who talk love are not the ones at the top.
You're right, but it now depends. It's like somebody trying to bake a cake. There are different levels of what you throw into the bowl as an ingredient. How many eggs, how much flour. So it's the same thing. Those three ingredients are societal, cultural, and love. You have to know how much...
Like a personal conviction. How much would you rate love above every other factor that you think you would like to consider in the situation?
I think love should be... they should all be in the same, at least 33%. Any of them can be.
So love has to be. So what else would you rate at par with love? Intelligence, her submission, by cultural standards. I'm not exaggerating. That's the truth. Now, allow me speak. You get it? Like, I'm not exaggerating. That's actually the truth. So that's why I'm not trying to be tricky when I say that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just making, I mean, you can remove that. So for example, if you remember when I started the show, I told you that I fell in love and the guy didn't tick the boxes when my eyes cleared, you get. For me to be in a marriage, I have to be in love. Meaning that for me, the marriage has to be 100. If it's not, I'm coming out. I can't tolerate some of the things I hear. The stories.
Can you go into marriage with only love alone, without?
So that's the thing. It's now the question of, you're probably going to say love is not enough. Is that what you're going to say?
No, it's not enough. It's not enough.
So that's your belief. So that doesn't. I don't believe that love is not enough. For me, love is everything, and love for me is enough. So that's every other thing that must happen must be happening because of love. So if there's money, it has to happen because of love. Let me give another option to how money can happen when it's not love. Somebody can disrespect you and feel that, it's their responsibility to pay school fees. They just pay the school fees because it's their duty to pay the school fees, but they don't give a flip about you. Someone can feel like, So somebody can feel like, so there's that situation. Do you understand what I'm saying? So there's a situation. So there's a situation of, I really don't love you, but I just have to do what I have to do because that's what men do. I don't love you, but here is money, pocket money. Like if you disrespect me and you gave me money, I wouldn't take it.
Yes.
If I felt insulted either by your intent to give me money or the reason for which you're trying to justify why you want to, I wouldn't take it.
Bragging with the money,
I'm telling you, I don't think any man can do anything for me. So if you are doing something for me, you're doing it because you're doing it because of love. I'm trying to underscore something here. So if you're making that, if you want to choose that, you understand what the debate is around that.
Yeah. So what I'm just trying to say basically is that love should definitely be in the mix of it.
So you want 33% love, 33% what else?
No, okay, let me say love, money, rise to understanding. When I say the two parties, their level of psych is supposed to be able to influence each other.
So you said you rated yourself what number now? 7 or 8?
8. Right. It's a fluctuating 8.
So if you're going to marry a woman, what number should she be on a scale of 1 to 10 in society, according to your cultural or societal standards?
She could be an 8.5, even a 7.
So you're going to marry up then? You want to marry up?
Why I'm saying so is because even my 8 is a fluctuating 8.
Oh, your 8 is not even sure. It's more like 8 and 2.
It should be that is willing to go and willing to come down based on the fact that you are learning new things.
Why do you have to come down to learn something?
No. Sometimes for you to go up, you have to come down. It's like the launch pad. When you want to launch something, sometimes if you want to go up, you have to be able to lose ground. You understand? So if you're with somebody who's an 8.5 when you're an 8.
Do you know if a man is this? Do you know what it means to be established in a mind or in your soul or in your spirit? You don't go down from that except you fall from grace. So is she supposed to fall from grace sometimes and then arise to grace? What you mean?
I'm talking about the guy. So sometimes for you to launch yourself to a higher degree of what I call a rating, you have to be able to allow yourself to be influenced. So if I'm at 8 and somebody I want to be with is at 8.5, even her herself is at 8.5. They fluctuated at 8.5.
She doesn't have to fluctuate because it's either she's bringing you to where she is or you're taking her down to where you are.
No, fluctuating in the sense.
Do you understand how confusing it is to fluctuate? Have you seen electricity fluctuating before?
I'm coming from, please give me a moment.
I've given you moments. You called before.
I understand. If I say fluctuating 8.5, that she's, when I am able to influence her on something she's not normally predisposed to or just haven't had that further understanding about, you know, she recoils and becomes better.
Wait, do you think Prince Harry is less of anything because he left the royal palace? Who he is who he is. He didn't fluctuate because he's no longer Prince Harry in the palace.
He's not less of anything, but he's now exposed
to
the reality of certain things he grew up.
Are you joking? Do you know how much money that guy has made off deals? I think he's better off out.
No. It's not about. They're telling you about a guy that even cries emotionally.
Is it bad for a man to cry?
No, it's not bad for him to cry, but he has not previously exposed to that kind of
scenario. Did you listen to the interview? Did you listen to his interview? Do you understand that from that interview, he's better off outside the palace than he is inside the palace?
Yes, because he has now had the
thank you very much for calling.
Being with Megan.
Thank you. Thank you.
The reality of life.
Thank
now.
You. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. Hello. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. Hello. Can you hear us? I'm sorry I cannot hear you. Hopefully you get the opportunity to call back. I'm hoping there's a man who can compare himself to the lead cast, the lead character in the movie 300. Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Hello.
007. Welcome. What's your
How
name?
How are you?
Fine. Thank you very much. What's your name?
Dan.
Are you married?
Yeah.
Okay. So society, cultural, or did you fall in love?
Love, not society, not cultural.
Oh, then pray for us all. Say the grace, Hail Mary, wish us well.
I wish you well, especially you.
Oh, especially me. Don't worry, yeah. The Lord is my shepherd. Don't worry. I don't even need that.
No, let me tell you. Actually, I cherish your intellect.
Oh, dear
But
Lord.
When it comes to marriage, intellect is not enough.
What is enough? What else would you rate to that?
Love is part of it.
Okay.
And the fear of God is above all.
You said
want
the truth.
If you let me marriage is not what you use calculator to calculate.
Excuse me.
Add 2 + 2.
Please wait. It's you have not. To understand that I have made my decision. I will stand.
Yes.
Excuse me.
I'm
please
not,
wait.
Not
and I will stand by it. I don't know whether it's really worth our time if you're going to make me the conversation. I'm not going to change my mind. It's written in stone.
Yes, I agree.
Hey,
I
so
agree.
You can talk about you. Let's enjoy the glory that you bring and let's be on with it.
Yes, I agree. Like, you choose what you want. I am not to influence whatever you choose. But what is an ideal situation is that, you see, in marriage, it's a give and take thing. And not only that, there are times it's like playing football. There are times you have to defend. There are times you have to attack.
With an arrogant man? I have a problem with arrogant. With an arrogant man, are you talking about an angel? Like, is that what you're talking about?
No, like now, somebody was saying that he was in 8, and it can come down to 6. Yes, it agrees. It's like when you are playing a match now, when your opponents are attacking you, you can go and join the defense and defend, and then later on, otherwise they will win you.
No, we're talking, so I think maybe I don't understand where you're coming from, because my guess is, it's either a man is rising or he is falling. A man is either high or he's low.
That is why I say that.
So when you say fluctuating, so it's like, because really the word actually means that you're going and you're coming. Like, that's even difficult.
In everything, in both finance, in both, what am I saying?
Okay, I agree with you. I don't get it, but you can have it. Okay, fine, fine. Let a man go and let him come. Let him have no position. Let him fluctuate, like the uncertainty.
Including the woman.
Let's also be fluctuating. Thank you very much for calling. Yeah, off on a break. We'll be right back. Who knew that was something?
Through the mishaps and the handicaps.
I don't know what to cook for them. I don't know what to give them to eat. That is the issue at hand as I speak right now.
In the name of the good, we hope to earn the truth and be worth a weight in salt.
Every night, every lad and girl would hear 1 million boys, 2 million boys, 3 million boys. Come on, people wouldn't have no money. They're supposed to find it where people can follow you. Everybody can follow you. Go the rich and look for.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
Weekdays, 12 to 3 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.